They're starting at just 65 Burger King locations in St. Louis, but says Impossible founder and CEO Pat Brown.
It's sort of a preliminary to what both we and Burger King hope will be a nationwide rollout in a few weeks.
This would put the Redwood City-based meat-free burgers at the head of the pack, at least when it comes to reach. And Brown says it's something they're ready for.
We had to double our production, which meant we had to do some very rapid construction in our Oakland facility to enable it to double its capacity, and we had to hire a second shift.
In fact, they're still hiring, he says, and now working around the clock. It's great news for a company that had been in the spotlight for the wrong reasons as of late, both because animal activists were upset that they'd tested their product on rats and because the FDA hadn't approved the coloring used to make the burgers look bloody when it comes to consumers buying the product raw.
There's never been a safety issue, and the FDA has been very clear about that.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.